A decision to raffle off firearms as part of a fundraising effort for Fairhaven Union High School's Project Graduation Program has raised concerns among some parents and school officials. Fairhaven Union made national news last February after a former student was arrested for allegedly planning to shoot up the school. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Project Graduation is a program offered by many high schools to provide adult-supervised, alcohol-free activities for seniors as part of a post-graduation party. These activities can last through the night and be expensive, and parents like Melissa Muzzy, whose son is a senior at Fairhaven Union, are expected to raise money to fund the program.
We rifled off a rifle so far. We're also roughing off a muzzleloader.
Muzzy wasn't sure how much they'd raised, but says firearm raffles are popular.
I'd say probably at least 50% of the students and probably parents in the school, including myself, hunt. It's been a profitable money maker in the past, and you're living in a community that probably 95% of people own a gun already, so.
But Hurley Kavakas, a longtime teacher at Fairhaven Union, who retired last year, feels the raffle's in poor taste, considering the events of the past year.
I understand they've done this raffle before for hunting. I totally understand that. But I don't believe it is in the best judgment to really wave a gun in front of somebody to say, win me, when you are just getting through a situation where the gun could have been used to shoot somebody on site.
Brooke Olson Farrell, superintendent of the Addison-Rutland Supervisory Union, which includes Fairhaven Union, says she's gotten a number of calls from parents who told her the raffle sends the wrong message, especially since the school district spent $274,000 on security upgrades after Jack Sawyer's arrest. Olson Farrell stressed that the organizers of Project Graduation are not affiliated with the school, and the school district does not endorse or condone the raffle. She said she and Fairhaven Union's principal did reach out to some of the parent organizers to voice their concerns.
I think they felt pretty adamant that they wanted to go ahead with this, as it was a good fundraiser.
And many around Fairhaven agree with that, like Ashley Bride, who says rural Vermont has deep cultural ties to firearms and hunting.
This is something that families value still. And I get it. I get that it's been a tragedy for our community. It's changed things, but I think there are still some responsible folks out there, and if they want to raffle on a firearm to raise money for their children for Project Graduation, I think it's okay.
While the winner of the rifle had to go through a background check, the winner of the 50-caliber muzzleloader, valued at between $400 and $500, will not. Muzzleloaders are not considered firearms, according to state and federal law. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.